Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Cross Talk. Tonight we have Mary Liz McGavin with us. We're happy to have you with us, Mary Liz. Welcome.
Well, thanks, girls. I'm happy to be here.
Well, glad to have you.
Anna May's going to start with the first question.
Okay, so here's the biggie. Where and when did you get saved and what brought you to the decision of accepting Jesus?
Well, to be honest, Anna May, I thought about this. You give me the questions to kind of cheat a little. So I was thinking through my life. I feel like I've been saved as long as I can remember. I went to church my whole life, and my mom would have TBN on all the time. And back then, they always had an altar call at the end of every service that was played. So I feel like they always ask for you to say the sinner's prayer. And I remember as a child even saying the sinner's prayer and asking him to live in my heart. And I believed that he lived in my heart. And I always remember going to church. And I loved to go to church. I loved to be in the presence of the Lord. We used to go to Assemblies of God, I remember, with my dad in Fort Myers before he died. And we would go there every Sunday. It was our rich, like we went every Sunday. My dad, then we'd come home. My dad would clean the car and trailer and stuff. And then after my father died, we went to Faith City in Wilmington. And I remember going to Rock Church in Richmond with all my cousins, Bessie and Mary Ann Brenton and Aunt Peggy and Uncle Billy McKenzie and everybody there. But then when my dad died, we went to Wilmington. We lived there. So we would go to Faith City, and I even remember going to Aunt Eppie's for prayer meetings.
Right.
As a child. Like, it was even before Cornerstone.
How many lives did she touch, huh?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking back, because I know this is about thinking about the old times and bringing like all of that. So I was trying to like rack my brain, you know. I remember always being saved as I know the Lord as much as a child would.
Right.
And I even remember when my father was missing, Anna May, before we found out that he was gone, the Spirit of the Lord told me he's not coming home. And I remember thinking, no, but I knew that he said it to me like. And I said that to say, I knew when the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me, I always was sensitive to the Spirit.
That's good.
And then when I was about 9, I guess, after my dad died, I remember Aunt Lizzie Rose used to come down and stay with my mom, sometimes full summers. And me and Bessie was very close, and we'd go to Jimmy Swaggart had crusades, they said then. And we went to a crusade in Philly, and me and her both got filled with the Holy Spirit in the crusade with all the people, like, at the bottom. And it was amazing. I remember as a child, me and her both, we would speak in the gift of the tongues, and we would pray, and I loved it. I wanted it. I desired it as a child. You know, I would go to Faith City, and I remember Julie was always in church, and she would pray in the Spirit, and I remember thinking, Lord, I want to be used by you. I want to let you flow through my life. So I guess that was when I...
You know what come to me? There's a scripture, and I'm not going to quote it right off the top of my head, but it's about desiring the gifts.
Yes.
And
I truly did. Even as a child, I did.
That was it. Your desire was, you were desiring the things of God. And that scripture that Jesus said, sometimes people take it and he meets all our needs. But it says, if you being evil know how to give good things, yes, to gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give? And then they don't finish it. The Holy Spirit to them, yes, then asked.
Yes,
and amen. That's exactly what you did. You were desiring the good things.
The good things. And in me, I needed, even as a child, I needed that. I needed the Spirit of the Lord. I needed, all of our kids need it, even, amen, more now than then.
We all do.
But I can't explain. It was, he was always there.
Always there. And always he will there. Not hold any good thing,
yes,
from us.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Love that, Mary Liz.
So what do you think is important for a Christian to do to grow and be stable in their walk with the Lord? What would you think is important?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind when I read this was, I remember Eddie Smith we would go to youth meetings, and he would say, faith, I think it was in Romans, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I can honestly say the word of God, mm-hmm, is what we need to be stable, to have that foundation, to know him on a personal level, to, I don't know how I could even claim to know him without being in his word,
amen,
daily and praying to him daily. That's how you he'll speak to you through his word,
mm-hmm,
and you'll speak to him through prayer,
amen,
and of course,
great,
through praising him. But, mm-hmm, it has to be, it's a discipline. It has to be a daily thing. I can say I have seen an instance, someone that's constantly in the word and someone that dismisses it, mm-hmm, the difference in their life.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Because it does not come back void.
It doesn't come back void. And it helps you in your walk. We need it.
We do.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So any standout moments in your walk you'd like to share, or anything that, any kind of move or thing that may have impacted you?
Well, besides when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I would say probably anime when I come home with my boy. I was only 18. And like I said, I know the Lord. I had a relationship with him as much as a child could. I went through a lot of things. A lot of things I brought on myself. And thank God the Lord was merciful and he helped me through it. But when I come home is when I can honestly say I started reading his word. I started praying in the Spirit again. I got more intimate and more, and I fell more in love with him. It was more personal, kind of like an adult. Like, mm-hmm, I know I had a child. I was married for a few years. I was an adult, but spiritually growing up,
mm-hmm,
I became a more mature. Like, I depended on him all the more. I, mm-hmm, know I needed him more.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, you know, I look back on the songs, like, thank God for the mountains and the valleys he brought me through. It brought me closer to him. The things that I went through, I became so rich in him and so much closer to him that I would say that was like a turning point in my life.
Amen.
It's good, though. It's good.
It is good. And the word seems to be the theme with you today. And by reading the word, you got more in depth with it.
Yes.
It's like, it's the way we get in. You use the word intimate, and
yes,
that's how we know him, because he is the word.
Yes.
And we find out his character. We find out everything about him firsthand from reading it.
Yes, enemy.
You know?
Like that scripture comes to mind, to know him in the power of his resurrection.
It's good. Amen.
You
that's
know,
good.
It's one thing, like Job said, I knew you, Lord. Mm-hmm. I knew of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I was as a child. I knew of him. But then I seen him with my own eyes.
Amen.
I seen him evident in my life.
Amen. It was good.
Well, then.
And what I've noticed here, too, is it wasn't always easy things in your life, things that came along in your life that were not easy,
no,
that made you press in,
yes,
and lean.
Yes.
You know, those things.
Yes.
Those things are not wasted.
No, they're not wasted.
They're not wasted.
Get so many. I keep thinking of what captain preached at the convention in May about the spoil. And, you know, I remember even when I was sick that I knew what I gained from it. I got so much, not what this world has, it can't give me, but what I learned, I can't explain it. I got the spoil through all my, I got the victory was mine through Christ, and I growed in him, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Amen. It does make perfect sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yes, yeah. It makes perfect sense to me. How important do you think it is for a supportive spouse in your walk with the Lord when you're trying to serve the Lord?
I think it's probably the most important, Martha. I think, you know, we're to be evenly yoked, and I believe that we're to, you know, we're all called to build up the kingdom.
Amen.
And it's hard enough to do it with your husband. Mm-hmm. It would be very hard if you didn't have the support of your wife or your husband or vice versa.
Right.
You know, coming against you
and just making it hard for, you know, and it's a lot easier to give up. I'm sure, Anna Mae, you and Charlie feel like giving up all the time. So imagine if it was just you standing alone, you know.
Get weary.
Right. It says one can set 1,000 a flight, two can set 10,000 a flight.
That's right.
So you're better to stand together, mm-hmm. you know.
That's right.
And ministry is like a marriage of the church.
Yes.
Christians is like married to God.
Yes.
He gives us the bride of Christ. And then there's us on earth married to each other. And yes. He's got to be the center of it.
Yes, enemy. So
that's
amen.
What makes a good marriage is yes. Christ in the center. And that don't mean it's going to be a perfect marriage.
No.
Because
no.
we have women and amen. We have men and yes. we don't think alike.
Yes.
But Christ in the center, it balances it out.
Yes.
It makes it a good marriage.
Yes.
All things work together for good, as
yes.
it says. Is it me, Martha?
Yep.
Okay. What's your vision for your church, our church?
The church as a body.
And our people in the future.
Well, I wrote this down because I was thinking about it, and I would like to think that the Spirit of the Lord would draw more and more of our people into our
Amen.
Church as anime.
Amen.
And they would hear the call mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. be used in whatever talents they have and anoint them in the area, in them areas, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that people would see the body of Christ's good works, and it would provoke people to do good works.
Amen. That was good.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I know the Lord has raised up the children, church workers, anime, and I know the Lord is using them to plant seeds in them. Because if I wouldn't have had all the seeds planted in my heart, it's very important. The kids, the youth, they're what's coming next.
That's right.
So my vision is that all of our children be used, and I was just thinking on the way here, I want to be like Joshua and Caleb and see the good things, anime,
Amen.
That the Lord has in store
Amen.
For our church.
Amen.
Even
yes.
here in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
bigger, better, more, that we can see it
Amen.
For our kids, anime. We
Amen.
Can leave
yes.
them whatever
yes.
in the bank. But
yeah.
this
Amen.
Is what they can bring with them, what
yeah.
we instill in them here. And it don't go unnoticed, anime.
No.
Everything you do here, anime, we love and appreciate you
Listen,
so much.
It's everything everybody does, not
it
just
is.
Us.
It know? Is, anime. And thank God for everybody. And I would love to do more for the Lord if he had something for us to do, me and Billy. We're kind of, pray and we'll give, you know, the Lord will let us give whatever's needed. But even I would love to encourage the kids to get more involved in anime,
Amen.
To get more, to make it
it's
fun for them
to.
And like just so they take it more serious,
Amen.
Not so silly. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is a serious thing. I, you know, why can't our church here be like Cornerstone in Delaware, you know, all the kids so the involved youth. And mm-hmm. the youth so involved, but they have a vision, mm-hmm. and I have that vision for
Amen.
Arizona
so
as well.
Amen. 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 I love
Amen.
That.
Amen.
And you know, Mary Liz, you're saying you want to do more, and when you say it, God usually brings
yes,
something
amen.
To both.
Yes.
And I know you're not looking for a pat in the back or that, but I got to say, there's many times you've been faithful. I've been sitting maybe praying, and out of a clear blue sky, I look down at my phone, and a text comes in for you, from you, and it's a scripture. Are we saying, or you sharing something out of your Bible, highlighted mm-hmm. with the word wealth or that in it, mm-hmm. and it was the perfect word at the perfect time.
Praise God.
So sometimes you're doing things that you don't even know you're doing.
Yes.
And where maybe 90% of people wouldn't think to send me a scripture to encourage me,
yes.
God has used you many times to do that.
Well, praise God.
And just to let you know that you are hearing from God, I believe,
yes.
and God is going to open more and more and more and more doors, just like doors, because just like when you was a wee girl, you had the desire for the gifts, and
yes.
he'll hold back no good gift from you.
Yes.
And your family and your
yes.
kids. Your grandkids will raise up. That's a desire of your
yes.
heart. And your own children.
Yes.
And you'll watch them serving God and doing things. You'll say, I wished I could have done that.
Amen.
And I believe that's what's going to happen
yes,
with our kids.
Amen.
And that's what's going to come to pass.
In the last day pouring out of
amen.
His spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Is there anything else on a personal note you'd like to share?
Just that I appreciate Anna Mae and Charlie, and I appreciate
Amen.
Cornerstone even and the whole association and I
yes,
and everybody that does everything here makes this possible for us.
Amen.
Amen.
You see,
Amen.
When we were there, how many people there was from all different churches and everybody worshiping together and everyone had a different story
yes.
of something they were doing for God. It was
yes,
exciting.
It's encouraging.
One's over here and one's
yes.
over. Everybody's doing something, maybe not the same thing.
Yes.
But everybody's doing
Amen.
Something.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's
Good.
What a body is. That's
how
it's
what
working.
A body is. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, and I think, too, I'm starting to see, and I'm sure you are, too, and Anna Mae is a stirring in our young people here.
Yes, amen.
You know, there's a little bit of a stirring I can start to
and
see.
And the Spirit has to draw them, I
That's
pray.
What, yeah,
the Spirit
yeah,
of the Lord
so,
draws them.
Yeah. It's just something
And that someone just stands up and becomes a leader, Anna Mae.
Amen.
There's so many followers, like,
Yes.
They want to be led, someone just to mm-hmm. be bold and
well,
stand up.
Well, how many
up.
Times have you said, you know, every generation's different. My people looked at us and thought we were nuts, the things we, you know, because
yes,
you get older.
Yes,
but how many times have you looked and said, who makes up these rules?
Exactly.
So somebody's following somebody.
We got to have someone stand up and make different rules.
The godly me. Rules.
The godly rules for
right.
our kids that
and
are
you know,
ours.
Yes, and it's like if a few does it,
yes.
It's
yes.
a domino effect with
it's
our
a domino
people.
Effect.
Whatever
because no one has
does,
their own brain.
No. Whatever
so
one
why
does,
not
everybody does.
Be
yeah.
a influencer for
That's
Christ.
Right.
I love that because my mom used to say it about herself. She'd say, I'm a weirdo. I'm always different. Remember how she'd say that, Martha?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody liked a certain, she didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
She bought a different type of china, a different
yeah,
type. My
she
mother,
wanted different.
She was just, she was like that. And then I grew up, but I, mom was like Jackie O, though, but, and I was a hippie, you know?
Yes.
And so jeans and stuff. And she'd say to me, girl, I don't know where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So every you can be different
yes.
and still be good, but make sure whatever your difference is, it's to bring
glory
to God.
God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, we want to say we love you and we appreciate you, your support for the church, your support for the podcast, your support for us. We love you and Billy and your family, and we really appreciate you coming on and doing this.
Thanks, Anna Mae, for having me.
Love you. Thank you, Mary Liz, for coming. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Martha. I love you.
Love you, too.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening and we hope you listen next week. God bless.